In order to play with this record...
Wait, is this me?
Tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Are we about to go live? Wait, is this happening? Okay, here we go.
You are now listening to DJ EJ.
Okay, that's definitely me. Happy, happy Monday. Welcome to the work week. We've got even more happening here in the studio. Welcome back to the Morning Buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, otherwise known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And you are now tuned all the way into the Morning Buzz. I am so, so very excited. So with the coming of the work week, with it being Monday, that can really only mean one thing. We have got an amazing guest here in the studio. Please help me welcome Heather with MWR Fitness. Heather, how are you?
I am fantastic. Fantastic. How
are
you doing?
Great to see you. I am fantastic as well. Doing very, very well for one very cool Monday morning.
Yes.
But nevertheless, a beautiful one. I definitely enjoyed it. I don't know if anyone noticed early this morning when I came in, that full moon was out and it was blushing and it was gorgeous.
Yes.
It was so very pretty.
Yes.
It was really pretty. It was just
hanging
in the sky.
It's so dark in the mornings now that when I drive in, same thing. The moon is like so beautiful and then we get to watch the sunrise here.
Isn't that something? It is really pretty. It's really pretty. And I had to kind of check my clock too. And I was like, okay, let me just make sure it's not in the evening. It's in the morning because that moon was definitely out. But it was so pretty to look at.
It really was.
It absolutely was.
Going to be a good start to the week.
I think so too.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good sign.
And
I think I like the sound of that. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a very short week. So for all of our listeners out there, make sure you continue to keep it here because we still have so much ground to cover when it comes to MWR Fitness, and you definitely do not want to miss out on it because there is a lot happening. So we're definitely going to get into the crux of that when we come back. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best. That was Azizam by Ed Sheeran. This is DJ EJ. I am so excited because we've got Heather from MWR Fitness in the studio. We've been talking about everything under the sun, especially when it comes to like 90s pop and
literally
boy bands.
Everything.
We're actually going to kind of move things along here. So what are we talking about when it comes to fitness?
So real quick, just a little PSA reminder to everybody. If you are looking to get your children ages 17 to 12 into our youth fitness orientation, we do have one happening tonight at the NAS1 gym. It starts at 17:30 and it lasts about 30 to 40 minutes. And so we've got one tonight and then we do have another one on the third Saturday of the month, which is October 18th. And that one is at 10 a.m. till about 10:45. So stop by the NAS1 gym or give us a call and we will get you signed up for that youth fitness. So again, that is just for any youth that is ages 12 through 17.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Yes.
And the one for tonight, it says it's the first Monday of the month, but the one tonight is at 5:30. Yes.
Correct. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Yep.
Lovely.
So yeah, and then I'll meet you there, or not you, but I'll meet whoever there at the front desk. We just have a little bit of paperwork to fill out and then take the parents and kids up around the gym, just do a quick orientation, go through how to use some equipment, some safety tips and that kind of stuff. Just kind of a good once over of the fitness facility. So
that is especially important because I can't tell you the number of times I've either seen people in the gym when I am in the gym or I've seen it on social media where people are using the gym equipment improperly.
Yeah.
There is the funny side to things and then there is the, oh, that doesn't look
too
safe.
Real life stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Parents, if you hear this, get your tweens and teens signed up, ages 12 through 17. So tonight we're at 17:30 at the NAS1 gym for our first of the month youth fitness orientation.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and then there's also a maximum number of people as well for the
class, correct? Yeah, we can only do 10 participants at a time. So 10 youths in the group and one parent will need to stay with them as well just to go through the full tour. We do fill up, so make sure that you get registered early. We do have space available still in the one for today and the one on October 18th, which is that Saturday morning.
So in addition to that, we also have a very, very amazing run that's happening as well. Tell us about that.
Yeah, super excited about it. So we're doing a pink ribbon run this year in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So that is going to be happening on Sunday, October 19th. The check-in time is at 09 and everybody will be off and running or walking or jogging or skipping or whatever it is they want to do at 09:30. This event is happening at Maranai at the community center. It is open to all ages. Anybody that has access to Maranai, they're able to to participate in the event. It's free. Registration is open, so look for those posters. You can't miss them. Pink Ribbon Run is Sunday, October 19th, 09 for check-in. Maranai Community Center. It's a 3K, which is about 1.7 or 1.8 miles. It's not super long.
Not bad.
It's a great distance to run, walk, jog, skip, bring out the strollers. It's a good family event.
Thank you so much for that information. And for those of you that are within earshot, make sure you take advantage of one great opportunity to either walk or run during the Pink Ribbon Run, because this is just one of those runs you definitely don't want to miss because it's unforgettable. Here's Unforgettable. That was Bad Bunny featuring Drake. We have got Ms. Heather from MWR Fitness here in the studio.
Playing Bad Bunny gets me in a sports mindset. As we know, super into sports.
Yeah.
So like that seems like a really good tie-in for me to now talk about sports.
Let's talk about sports.
Go sports.
Go sports.
We've got a bunch of Captain's Cup stuff coming up. We've got Captain's Cup Co-Ed Bowling League, Captain's Cup Racquetball League, and then Captain's Cup Volleyball Tournament. There's like a whole lot of Captain's Cup things. So if you are into Captain's Cup, please, please, please pay attention. We've got some deadlines coming up next week. Back to the top. Captain's Cup Co-Ed Bowling League. The registration deadline is Tuesday, October 14th. So make sure you get your rosters into Angelina by Tuesday, October 4th for Captain's Cup Co-Ed Bowling. That league is going to start on Friday, October 17th. And your roster needs to consist of two men and two women from your command. If you're not able to bowl on Friday, October 17th or Fridays in general, that's okay. The way the league is built out, you're able to bowl on other days of the week. So don't let that Friday deter you if you are looking into it. Then Captain's Cup Racquetball League. If you are a racquetballer, your registration deadline is next Friday, October 17th. This is a self-officiated league, and then league itself is going to begin the following Monday, October 20th. So if you like racquetball, make sure you get that roster into Angelina prior to next Friday. Third and final,
yeah.
We've got Captain's Cup Volleyball Tournament. So that registration deadline is also next Friday, and that tournament is going to begin the following Tuesday, October 21st. So that's a whole lot of stuff going on.
Look at that. Shout out to Angelina as well, doing what she does best.
Yes, exactly.
So that's pretty phenomenal. I love
Nobody
it.
Nobody is better than Angelina. I'm trying to get her to go out and bowl just because I think it would be hilarious.
That would
and
be
if
hilarious.
If she was here, but she's not. Yeah. If she was here, she would say, I'm such a good bowler, but she's not here, so I'm just going to say she's probably not. And if she's listening to this, not. She's going to take that as a challenge.
So for those of you that are interested in the Captain's Cup Co-Ed Bowling League, the registration deadline is Tuesday, October 14th. League start date is Friday, October 17th. That's 2 men and 2 women per team. As always, I cannot thank you enough for being here in the studio and giving us so much great information when it comes to fitness.
It's an honor and a privilege to be with you.
Thank you so very much. And for everyone who is out there, take advantage of these opportunities because it is a world of fun because fitness is fun, right? So we might as well just have some fun while we're here.
Fitness is the funnest.
It is the funnest. It is the most funnest.
The most funnest. Go sports.
I'm going with that one. I'm going to use that one later on today as well.
Love it.
So indeed. Go fitness, go sports. Listen, find your groove, right? Whatever that is, whether it be fitness, sports, or a little bit of both, so that this time next year, you will definitely have one amazing regimen to follow. Make sure you continue to keep it here because we still have so much more to come in the few minutes that we've got remaining for the Morning Buzz. Here's a little bit of James Brown with Get on the Good Foot on 105.9. Hit me!